Being for Others blog, number 31. Should You Resist? 17 April 2020. To many athletes, resistance training is the preferred exercise for increasing muscle size. If there is no load, stress, placed on muscles, they do not enlarge. Resistance equipment is appropriate in a gym. It is not appropriate if you are unloading a truck. There is a difference between enlarging yourself and moving a payload. If you want to get a practical job done, don't add resistance equipment. Expressing strong opposition makes my life harder without making the world better. It uses up strength unproductively. I might become tougher, but my energy is wasted against friction not spent for locomotion. People staging demonstrations are regularly referred to as protesters. Sometimes rightly, viewers conclude that public demonstration is protest. That breaks my heart. This blog openly pursues a path to the good without explicitly condemning the bad. That helps particularly when I perceive something as bad because I do not fully understand it. If nobody believes a bad idea, there is no purpose in resisting it. If I discard people's thinking as a bad idea, they think I am resisting them, not the idea. Condemnation from me closes the door on them. Instinct for the jugular is a symptom of insecurity. On the other hand, patience is strength spread out over time, leading to useful movement. It does not lead the parade by resisting. Resistance is like building a canopy to reduce impact damage at the bottom of a waterfall. I prefer to head upstream and divert the current. We have run this topic into the ground. We are no longer looking for things to oppose. The next article will again redirect our attention, but relative to a different disease.